The Birds' playoff run is over, but many questions still remain. Has Nick Foles played his final game as an Eagle? Will Carson Wentz return in MVP form? It's time for the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood Country Club. Now, here's Ron Jaworski.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ramblewood Country Club 7 Tap Tavern. A big crowd on hand as we are actually celebrating a two-year run of the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously a disappointing loss down in New Orleans, but it's been one heck of a run. So we are celebrating two fantastic seasons of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we got a show that's going to rock tonight, folks. I'm telling you, the folks here at 7 Tap Tavern at Ramblewood are in for a real treat. We have Lane Johnson with us tonight. Lane, thank you so much for joining us. We have the great Brian Baldinger. He's grabbing his Miller Lite as he walks in the door. Baldy, good to see you. And Sal Palantonio will be joining us in just a moment. So, man, his show's going to rock like we always do. And when Baldy shows up, you know it's going to be a fun night.
Well, George, you did me a favor here. You kept these beers on ice and cold. You did a good work.
I know how you all feel.
You sent me to the wrong country club, but you gave me beers.
I got too many damn clubs, Baldy.
That's not a bad problem.
Hey, Elaine, see that? Comes in right, grab a beer, man. That's how you old lion roll, isn't it?
He's doing it right.
Hey, let me take care of a little business, because as always, the Ron Jaworski Show is brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia, they will take great care of you. Also brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during those peak hours when it seems like everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their new sports book. Wager today at the book. Right, Baldy? Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm not there yet.
I was 4-0 ATS against the spread last week, so that's why you know that, Baldy.
Brought to you by... That deserves to be bragged about.
I didn't tell you the few weeks I had. A little off week, but I was good last week.
All right.
Bradford-White water heaters, they are built to be the very best. Nick Jaffray and the whole gang at Bradford-White, thank you. And, of course, Baldy, you mentioned it coming in. There's that Miller Lite right in front of everyone on ice. And thanks to Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton, and their support of the show all year long. So, hey, we had a couple extra shows this year. And you know, there's been a guy that is absolutely amazing. For 2 years, my buddy Sal Palantonio. And Sal usually comes on the show live, but he wanted to call in. He said, George, you got to get me on. Because I love Sal. Is Sal out there?
We have
Sal.
Sal,
I could talk about you all night long, because you were one of my dear friends in the world. Sal and I have worked together, I don't know, 20, 25 years at NFL Films and ESPN. And no one knows more in depth about the Eagles, unless they're being paid by the Eagles, like Sal Palantonio. Sal, so give us a quick critique, not only of maybe the Saints game, but this last couple of years, because it's really been a celebration of football here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think there's a critique. I think it is a celebration. I think you have to celebrate that this has been the greatest time in the history of this franchise. There's no question about it. It's the greatest time in the history of the city for pro football. I think this team should be celebrated because they created great history that will never be duplicated. They won the first Super Bowl championship. All the credit goes to Doug Peterson and his great coaching staff. And Nick Foles and the great...
Wait, Sal, what about the players? You know, the players went out there on the field, Sal.
Yeah, no,
Lane's going to call you on that one.
Yeah, no, all the great players, Nick Foles and all the great players. I mean, what they did can never be duplicated. So it's been a great celebration. I'm glad that I was along for the ride and got to witness it. And a front row seat was fantastic.
Well, your book last year, Sal, the Philly Special, was absolutely, I think it was number one on Amazon for probably about 18 months. Tremendous book. Do you have a follow-up planned?
Well, George, actually, it's so funny. The publisher called me and said, hey, you know, what's in the works if they get to Super Bowl 53? Of course, Mrs. Palantonio had something to say about that. She wasn't sure if I was going to dedicate the next 3 months of my life to writing another book. But there was a sequel in the works. The problem was, I don't know how you could come up with a better title than Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. That's a keeper, and it is still the number one football book in America on Amazon.com. All credit goes to Eagles fans all over the country. The book is very much alive. We're putting out an audio book for people so that you know, they can listen to it in their car or wherever they want to. That's coming out next month, right after the Super Bowl.
Wow, an audio book. You want me to do that for you, Sal? Do that interpretation?
It's already been narrated, Jaws. It's already been narrated. It's in the works. You know, Jaws, I learned from you, you know? Hey, you got to have a side hustle somewhere along the line, Jaws.
Sal, you hustle. We know all about you. You are Mr. you're not only the mayor, you're the governor, and maybe the governor of the East Coast. So, hey, Sal, you know, I know you've been on this team, you know, for not 2 years now. What was kind of the feeling you had? I know we'll get it up close and personal from Elaine in just a second, but you know, you've been following this team for 2 years now. You've been embedded with the Eagles team, the organization. You know, what was your general feeling after the game?
Holding back tears. You know, I saw it in Doug Peterson's eyes. I saw it in Big Dom, the security guard, Big Dom DeSandro. I saw it, you know, in the manliest of men in that locker room. They were all holding back tears for a number of reasons. One, it was a punch in the gut, the way they lost. You know, they were on their way. I thought if Alshon Jeffrey had made that catch, they were going back to the Super Bowl. I don't think anything would have stopped them. It would have been clear they were going to get in the zone. They were going to score. They were going to win the game. They were going to go out to L.A. They were going to beat the Rams like they did during the regular season. And they were going to Super Bowl 53. I was totally convinced that that was what we were watching. It didn't happen. No one expected that it would be that circumstance that would end the game, that that player in that circumstance would end the game. He's such a reliable receiver, only his third drop of the season. So, you know, it was an end of a ride, and all these guys made history together. You know, they walked together hand in hand and made history for Philadelphia and for themselves. And so it was a tough, 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 tough loss for that team.
You know, Lane, one of the coolest things I saw post-game, you know, we could see Doug Peterson, Jim Schwartz, the coaching staff, greeting the players as they came in the locker room. And you don't see that everywhere. There was a special bond between you and the coaching staff and your teammates about this organization, isn't there?
Yeah, it was just when you spend so much time, you know, day-to-day, and it starts from OTAs, and it's such a long process, a long season, and you know, you see these guys every day, so... yeah, I mean, it's like a family. It's a brotherhood in there. And whenever, you know, we lose, we all lose together.
Yeah, were you surprised to see the head coach there greeting every player? You know, hey, I've been around the game a long, long time. And I see a lot of coaches, they, you know, a tough loss like that, they're heading to the coach's room and staying away from the players. They'll say a couple things as a group. And I thought it was a class act by Doug and the coaches to greet the players and not only give them a high five, but a handshake and a hug saying, hey, we didn't win it, but I'm proud of you guys. So that goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised at all just because, you know, how we started this season. And I just saw a team that was resilient through lots of injuries, you know, bad play early on, and you know, some tough losses, and just how this team handled itself and how it kept going, and how we were counted out so many times, got in the playoffs, and you know, just made some noise. You know, obviously I wish we were still playing, but you know, at the end of the day, it was a great season for us.
You know, you probably haven't had a chance to look at the tape, because I know when the game was over, you're on the next year already. But I had a chance to look at the tape on Monday morning. And Baldy, I know you did too, so you can chime in. And Sal, your feeling's always very, very important. But I look at the tape, and as much as I'm throwing these bouquets out and everything was great, after looking at the tape, I said, damn, they were there for the taking, you know? Hey, it was been a glorious run. We applaud that. But after I look at it, I said, golly, man, there were a lot of opportunities to put that team away. So, you know, I think probably Lane is just settled back and you go, yeah, we may have let this one slip away a little bit.
Yeah, if some butts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas at the end of the year. No, I mean, that's the way it is. I feel like our offense became stagnant for majority of the game. So, like I said, we had plenty of chances to win, to, you know, not make it as, you know, close as it was. And you know, it's how it is, and that's how football is. That's why it's such a great game. You don't get everything you want at the end of the day sometimes, but, you know, it's all about the process and the people that are, you know, in it with you.
you know, you lost Brandon Brooks during that game, and you know, you and him have been a mainstay on that right side of the line for a couple seasons now, dominating. Did that have much of an impact on the game when he went out? I know Wiz steps in, does a good job, but here's the guy, you guys are seeing the field through the same eyes. You know, you're not even calling how you're going to block guy. You just react to it. So that was it a change up for you when he had to come in?
It was a change up, and it was just, you know, he's such a good friend of mine that, you know, having that injury going down, somebody that I'm with every day, that was just something I was thinking about constantly throughout the game. But Wiz came in and did, you know, what he always does. He always, you know, handles the situation well. He's a smart football player and played really well. And, you know, there was times where we couldn't answer the bell, but we didn't. And but still, when you look at it at the end of the day, you know, we gave up a good fight, and that's something you're proud of.
Yeah. Baldy, you always give a good perspective, and Baldy and I will be in Orlando next week down at the Pro Bowl, and have a little fun with the guys, doing some film sessions for NFL Films and our game sessions. And I know you've looked – Baldy does like 8,000 tape breakdowns a day. I mean, he sleeps in his office at NFL Films. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. I'm giving you plugs, Baldy, because you do an incredible job.
But, you know, if I got Lane sitting next to me. Lane, like, there's nobody – that could have expected that you would go into that building and get off to the start that you did. I mean, I talked to Doug before the game, and he's like, Baldy, we're a different team than we were back in week, 11 or 12, whatever it was. And everybody knew that. You were healthy. Darren Sproles, I mean, all the guys got healthy. But that place got quiet in that first quarter, Lane, and that place never gets quiet. I played in that building in the playoffs and didn't hear the quarterback the whole time, but it got quiet in there. It had to be a great start, great feeling on the sidelines there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, went up 14-0 very quickly. And, you know, the whole thing going to that place, we knew how loud it was going to be and how, you know, that messes with the communication there in the huddle. And so it was good for a little while. And then they started coming back. The loudness slowly crept in.
Yeah. Hey Sal, you were in that stadium. I don't know what that thing was like, beyond a jet engine or a rock concert, the noise in that stadium.
Oh, it's an amazing place. The noise was deafening, but the Eagles took the air out of the balloon very early on. I mean, if he doesn't throw that interception in the second quarter, they go down and score, make it 21-0, game over, game set match.
Yeah, there were a lot of opportunities. I think that certainly was a big play. And Nick just, I mean, another foot. He may get a touchdown to play. And, you give the Saints some credit. You know, they make a hell of a play and turn that into an interception. But, Lane, I actually thought, in my mind, the fake punt was really, really the key to it. I mean, the courage of Sean Payton, his own 30-yard line, to call the fake punt.
Against the starting defense.
It was like the defense, they played safe. They didn't even send out the return team. It was safe, 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 and yet they, you know, just mushed it up in there for a yard and a half and got it.
Yeah, momentum is a real thing here in this league. And it's energy, and that was one of the plays that kind of shifted their way. And something they've been doing all season, they've had a great special teams unit and made a big play there.
I thought the worst part of that play, though, Lane, that's the play that Fletcher got hurt on.
Yeah.
And he came back, he tried to come back, but he was really pretty ineffective from that point. And I thought he was, you can't see it from where you were watching and sitting, Lane, but he... Basically, the Saints couldn't run their offense. I mean, he was just too disruptive in there. Whether it was in the run game or passing game, I mean, he was so disruptive through that first quarter and a half until that injury.
Now, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, Brian Baldinger, Lane Johnson, and I've got Sal Palantonio on the phone. We are coming to you live from 7 Tap Tavern at the Rambley Country Club. And Sal, you're probably the... I can't think of anyone in the country that could probably give us a better perspective on what I'm going to ask you than you yourself. The quarterback situation. Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Sal, how do you see it playing out?
Well, George, you got to listen to what Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson said in the press conference yesterday, Tuesday, at NovaCare. They both said over and over again, we're going to do what's in the best interest of the football team and the Philadelphia Eagles. So if you listen carefully to what they said, that tells me that they want to protect their interests at all costs. So going forward, they're probably going to take a shot at figuring out how to get something back for Nick Foles, A, and B, prevent him from playing in the NFC East twice a year against the Philadelphia Eagles, because that could be a public relations nightmare. The problem is this. If they roll the dice on $20 million with the option and lose, or they roll the dice on a $25 million franchise tag and lose, it hurts their salary cap and their team. So my thinking is this. Howie Roseman's a pretty smart guy. He's got to figure three or four chess moves in advance. He's got to figure out, okay, which teams will make a deal with me that will make Nick Foles happy, give me something, and also protect our interest both financially and from a competitive standpoint. And I think those teams are the Jacksonville Jaguars, just hired John DeFilippo, will be announced, has been announced, will be official later in the week as their offensive coordinator, who knows Nick Foles, or the Denver Broncos, where John Elway is looking to move on from Case Keenum and just hired a new offensive coordinator from San Francisco who knows the Kyle Shanahan system, which is really suited to Nick Foles. So I think those are the two places where he could wind up if they want to jigger the system to make sure that it helps everybody involved. If they just let him go, right? If they just let him go, which is probably something they're contemplating, they might have a wink-wink agreement with Nick Foles. Okay, we'll let you go and you have your freedom and you keep your $2 million and we take no risk. But just promise us you won't show up in a Redskins or a Giants uniform. Wink, wink, nod, nod, under the table.
But Sal, if I'm Nick, I'm not doing that. I mean, you know, once you're out of the market.
I'm not saying that he would. I'm trying to lay out the best, because it goes back to what they said. We want to do what's in the best interest of the football team.
Right.
So they have to protect their interests financially from a competitive standpoint. I'm just listening to what they're saying, knowing how Howie Roseman operates.
Yeah, and I agree. Probably a good landing spot, you know, would be Jacksonville or Denver. Hey, but I also think the relationship with Pat Shurmur, who's very familiar with Nick as well.
Yes.
You know, you got to believe that the Giants are going to make a run at Nick.
Now, I think they are. Yeah. I think they want to, without a doubt. And the other wild card is the Dolphins. So I would say it would be Giants, Washington, Broncos, Jaguars, and Dolphins. And I can't think of another team. You know, because the bottom line is Nick wants to start. He wants free agency and he wants to make some money, but the Eagles want to protect their interests.
Yeah, that all makes common sense. And if I'm in Nick's shoes, you know, I want to play. That, I mean, we could talk about the money till the cows come home, and obviously that's important. But the guy's a fierce competitor. I mean, he wants to play and he wants to be the man. So yeah, I like your thought of the wink wink, but I think at the end of the day, you know, he's going to say, "What gives me the best opportunity to have success in the National Football League?" I'm that's how he's got to be thinking, Lane. That's how you would think, right? What's the best opportunity for me to become a player, a starting player in this league?
I think that's exactly what he's thinking. He's going to go somewhere where he's going to be in a good situation. First of all, where he's going to play, he's going to have good players around him, and you know, I think he's. Money will come secondhand, I think, in that decision, to be honest. Just what kind of guy he is, even though, you know, it sounds cliche, but that's kind of my opinion on it.
Yeah, you think Flip's already called him a few times? Now John's going down to Jacksonville? John DeFilippo's?
Yeah, there may be a few phone calls being made.
I'm sure that news you just broke is going to hit real quick. That communication's starting already. You know, Baldy, chime in on that. What's your feeling on the quarterback situation?
Well, I think, you know, they have a firm commitment and belief still in everything that Carson can be and a lot of what he has shown. And so it is difficult when you have two quarterbacks that can both command top money, because Carson's going to be due here soon for a contract extension. And so it's going to be impossible.
He's there now.
Well, okay.
After year three, you can negotiate that rookie contract.
So you can start, you know, ripping that up and start, you know, looking for the long term. There is that health element to that, though, that would make you a little cautious just because of what we've seen the last 2 years, and it's just a trend. You have to ask those questions. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody likes talking about injuries, but it's out there, and it's real. So I don't think they're going to move on from Carson at all for Nick Foles. So I think Nick has earned the right to go out there and play in the market, wherever that is, and whatever is best for him. And he has proven that he is a big-time player in a big-time spot. And you could draft all these guys coming out of college and all the guys that have come out recently, and you don't know what any of these guys can do in that spot. Very few of them. But you would know right now Nick is not 30 years old that he can play in that spot.
That's right.
And that's and you know this, Jaws. Quarterbacks get measured on only two things. How you play in the postseason, that means you got to get there, and can you win a Super Bowl?
And certainly Nick has shown the bigger the game, the better he plays. And that's the kind of guy you want under center. And every guy in that locker room will tell you that. They want a guy that is enjoying the moment. And certainly Nick Foles enjoys the moment.
I mean, if Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins and Case Keenum.
$90 million.
They all went in that carousel, that quarterback carousel. You love Jaws. Yeah. You love that quarterback carousel. You know, I mean, you're that quarterback club guy. But if all those guys got paid, well, what in the world should Nick get paid?
That's right. Hey, Sal, thank you very much for joining us in this first segment. We always appreciate your insight, and we'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show with the great Lane Johnson, Brian Baldinger, and a great crowd here at the Ramble and Country Club. Stop on by, have some fun as we break down this outstanding Eagle season. We'll be right back.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
G, 48 monthly, 4900, do it, sign, stock number 1080400, RAM, $84.99 down, 10,000 miles per year, tax and tax, addition, includes all rebates and incentives. Offers end 131-2019.
Jeeps, Jeep, that's the easy part. But you get so much more at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit is family-owned and operated and has been the Delaware Valley's preferred automotive destination for over 27 years and counting. This month at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, save up to $12,000 on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited or redesign 2019 Ram 1500 for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is minutes from all bridges in beautiful Sweetsboro, New Jersey. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're selling excitement. Spirit.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has a ton of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I like Kansas City and New Orleans this weekend. Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Natalie. Just download the app to bet from anywhere from New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now and start winning. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is starting the new year right. Right now, switch to Comcast Business and get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 1/30/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change.
Yo, we driving, yeah. Uh-huh. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but
boy.
We weren't always thriving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. Fabrice car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells nice.
Febreze car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so nice.
Febreze car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can say,
breathe happy Febreze.
La 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 la.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of D2I Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey, announcing our first ever New Year's clearance event. Now through January 31st, get the best deals of the year on new and used Honda, Yamaha, KTM, and Polaris, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, wave runners, and more. Now's not the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy. So now's more than ever, go fast, go now, go to D2I Motorsports during the New Year's clearance event. 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, or online at D2I.com.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sports talk for Warminster and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live from the 7 Tap Tavern, Ramblewood Country Club. Soul man in the house. Soulmates in the house. Oh, by the way, Philadelphia Soul tryout camp Saturday morning.
You got a championship in you this year, Josh?
You're damn right. Yeah. That's how we roll, Baldy.
All right.
You know, I was pretty upset last year we didn't win it.
I know.
We had a little two-year run going. You know, Lane, we don't like to lose. You know,
I'm like, three-peat, all set.
We had three-peat. We had the rings all ready to go, man. It just didn't turn out that way. But a very special show tonight. First of all, let me thank my dear friend Sal Palantonio for joining us in the first segment. And to my right, I got a couple awesome guys. I got a couple offensive linemen, man. So I'm like feeling really good.
You've always been good like that, Charles. You always surround yourself with good linemen.
Good. Well, yeah. Well, thank you. My coach has always felt that was important, and I thank them for that. So Brian Baldinger and the great Lane Johnson. An all-pro joining me here on the show tonight. So it's a blast when I get the big uglies around me, man, as you guys are usually like to be called. Baldy, you know his dad, the father-in-law, Lane's father-in-law? You probably played against him when you were with the Dallas Cowboys. Because I played against him when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the early 80s. John Goodman, defensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did he teach you, Lane? Hey, he was a defensive lineman.
He's taught me a lot, just the whole NFL experience, you know, the ups and downs and dealing with injuries. His career actually ended, so he tore his ACL. And now where you can get it repaired, they actually removed his. And so
played without it?
He tried to go play for the Dolphins and couldn't pass the physical.
Yeah.
So that's how his career ended. But, yeah, I mean, just a lot of good advice. And that's, you know, I love talking to guys that have played in the league because they can give you great stuff that, you know, you may not know now or kind of the microscope and can give you great perspective on things. So always love talking to him.
Baldy knows, as you know, you and I draft time, we break down all these players. Well, one of the things I look for, and it's kind of consistent, and maybe, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but a lot of great offensive linemen, particularly offensive tackles, played quarterback at one time. And so they are obviously the most athletic guys on the field. And Lane played a little quarterback.
Lane's the only one that I ever knew that was a quarterback.
Oh, no, there's a lot of them.
The only one.
I got to check my research. But
yeah. I mean, I was a tight end. I see tight ends go to tackle, you know, and then you kind of grow your body and stuff.
Quarterbacks. Can you see Lane at quarterback?
I see him throw the ball.
6'6".
He's got an arm.
What, about 320?
Yeah. Well, like Jared Lorenzen out there.
Hey, Lorenzen got a dang Super Bowl ring, you know, when he's backing up the Giants.
Yeah, he had a good gig.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a nice gig. Baldy, where do you see this Eagles team going? And, you know, I don't want to ask, you know, Lane some of the questions because he's probably got that. I don't want his opinions because I don't want to put him on the spot. But, you know, you look
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
I really don't.
Jason Peters, what's going to happen?
I think he's coming back. I believe so.
All right. That gets a big
I know he wants to keep playing.
Yeah.
He had that quad injury all year.
Yep. Yeah, I think he can. I think his knee's finally starting to get healthy. And I think with what you see with Andrew Whitworth doing, I think these guys are kind of setting a new – new era of longevity and guys that can get it done. So,
well, man, you just put a smile on my face. I'm sure some people in their cars drove off the road today because that's good news.
Here's what I would tell Jason Peters, Lane, because if you said you want to learn from the old guys, like Jaws remembers when Jackie Slater played 20 years in his league.
Yeah.
And Jackie had a rule. Every year I don't come to training camp, I get two more years. So Jackie played 20 years. He didn't go to training camp his last 3 years. Yeah. We all know Jason Peters can play at any level against anybody. When he's healthy, he's as good as there is still. So, I mean, if I was Jason Peters, I'd put a baseball cap on, and I'd take a seat on the sideline, or I'd go get myself a place down in Florida and come on back right before the end of August.
No, you know, he should talk to Mike Quick. Mike Quick, you know, I mean, Mike Quick knew how to beat the system. Mike Quick never went to training camp. He always had a contract dispute or something.
Yeah.
He was just protecting his body. But I'll tell you what, when the whistle blew, Mike Quick was ready to play.
Quick six.
And I tell you, Jason would be that same guy. All right, Jason Kelce, what's going
to
happen?
I think he's pondering the situation. I was just talking to Brian. I think, you know, it's kind of 50-50. I think, you know, his body's taking a lot of a beating. But still, I think just his demeanor and his personality, he wants to be with the boys, man. That's what he loves doing. So, I think, you know, as the season approaches, I think it'll be, you know, really crunch time for him. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to play with him. I think he's one of the best centers I've ever
seen. He hasn't put that Mummers outfit away, has he?
I'm
going to bring that out. I think there's one more run.
That thing's going to be at the Smithsonian by the time he's that thing is going to be. It'll be there. Hey, he's got to come back. He's too young to pack it in.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, though. I was watching Jason at the end of the game. So, the game ends. And the Saints, you know, their prayer service, the middle of the field, all that stuff. All that stuff ends. And Jason went over. He kissed his wife. And then he just sort of looked around the stadium. Like, is this, I almost thought in his head, is this the last time I'm going to be on a football field? I mean, I think that's what I thought I was watching, Lane, when I watched him. Because he didn't go in the locker room. He went, saw his wife. And then he just sort of looked around. Is this the way it's going to end?
Yeah, I think just this whole game puts everything in perspective. What are you trying to achieve? You know, he's an all-pro center. He's achieved that multiple times. He's the best in the game. What else do you want out of this game? I mean, you have a Super Bowl. What else is going to fulfill your life? And I think there's a lot of life outside of football.
Yeah,
I
mean,
as you know, so it's all about finding that balance, finding happiness, and, you know, something you've been doing since, you know, 13 years old. It kind of gets redundant. The way he put it, it's like going into work every day and you got to listen to the same song just over and over. That's what it's like. So, but I know he enjoys it. I know he loves it. And I think as, you know, crunch time, you know, comes up towards training camp, I think we'll, you know, get a affirmative answer.
You know, Lane, the guys that ask me, because I was fortunate enough to last 17 years as a player in the NFL, and there's nothing like it. There is absolutely nothing that you can do to replicate, duplicate that enjoyment you have of playing in the National Football League. So when the young guys talk to me about it, I say, guys, make sure they drag you off the field. Life after football is good, but there is nothing like that camaraderie, that locker room feeling after you win a football game. You can never, ever replicate that. So, you know, my advice to Jace would be, hey, man, come back. You know, hey, you're going to take a little time off, but there's nothing like being around the guys and playing the game of football.
Yeah, I think of his body. I think it's all going to go down to his body. I mean, you see guys played against guys 30, 40 pounds, you know, heavier than him every game of his career and what he's had to do. And I know there's nothing better than being with the boys, and you know, I think that'll weigh on his mind a whole lot.
Yeah. Brandon Brooks, I know that he got the Achilles, probably 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, he'll be back.
Yeah,
most definitely. He's a guy puts a lot of pride in his work. I think is kind of underrated. I don't think people understand how good
he
plays.
Every snap this year, Lane.
Played every snap. I don't think people understand the physical specimen that he is.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he kind of gets overlooked. So, I think he'll definitely be back. No question.
It starts up front. And you know, Baldy and I, you know, throughout the season, we communicate and talk. And the one thing that Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas, here's why I appreciate what they have done. They understand at the end of the day, if you don't have those guys in the trenches, you don't have those defensive linemen, and you don't have those offensive linemen, you can't win consistently in the NFL. You can win with trickery and, you know, all fun plays and gimmicks and gadgets, but at the end of the day, if you can't knock someone off the ball or knock someone backwards from the defensive side, you can't win consistently. And I always applaud what Howie has done and what Joe have done and how they built that team down in the trenches. And Baldy, I know you feel the same way about it. That's where
no, I do. too. I mean, they're deep. I'm anxious to see what Matt Cowper is going to do, what, you know, your rugby player is going to do, Lane, you know, in their sophomore seasons next year. And I know Stout's out there, got him on the field every game day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's working them extra in overtime. And they got size. And, you know, they just need experience. You know, but, I mean, that's the next wave, whenever that comes. And then, you know, to look at Trayvon Hester and some of these young guys on the defensive line, they're only going to get better. And so they're never going to go away from that formula of just keeping the trenches deep and strong.
Yeah, and I think when you look at history, I just think of Lions, you think of the Dallas Cowboys and what they did in the 90s. You know, you have Larry Allens and guys like that. And just, you know, absolute beasts. And I know, as far as playing quarterback and from a fan's perspective, nobody really cares about a lineman unless they make a mistake. They want to see touchdown passes. They want to see big plays, you know, big runs. And that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. It always starts up front.
You know, from an offensive lineman, and you can embellish this, if your name is never called throughout the game, you had a hell of a game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Hey, if the guy you're blocking, his name is never called throughout the telecast, you've had a hell of a game.
Yeah, and I believe it's only getting harder. Yeah. And, you know, just talking about the right tackle position, you know, it's always been perceived the left tackles having to face these beasts, and I can testify that Every game was a nightmare out
you
there.
You just saw two All-Pros back-to-back weeks, Lane. You just saw Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
and you just saw Cam Jordan in back-to-back weeks in their first-team All-Pro defensive ends.
Yeah, I mean, this league doesn't get any easier. And I think this is, you know, the offensive line position is constantly evolving. I think you see guys, more of the bruisers back in the 90s. Now it's all about quickness and speed and length. And so the game is constantly evolving. That's something, you know, I've even noticed, you know, since my rookie year. Constant change.
Yeah, that's why it's so important. I've always felt to stay on schedule offensively. You know, get in that second, you know, third down where it's like 4 or 5 yards to go, third and less than that, or else you're going to get Khalil Mack and Cam Jordan, all these edge pass rushers, 3 yards outside of you. It's almost impossible block. I mean, so that's what you have to do, stay on schedule running your offense.
Well, it's so important, though, in Eagles' offense, and now you watch all these offenses. I mean, your offensive tackle and guards, they better be able to get downfield. They better be get out on the perimeter. I mean, this game is played on the perimeter now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you watch Lane, and Kelsey's the best center to ever play the position to get outside and get on the perimeter. And see Brooks and Wiz, I mean, all of them, they're all capable of doing it, whether it's toss crack or quick screens or spot screens. I mean, they're all down the field now.
And it's always nice to have that coach, Jeff Stoutland, been around a long time, understands, you know, all the schemes. You guys make very few mental mistakes, and a lot of that comes to coaching. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show with Brian Baldinger, Lane Johnson, right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
New year, new car.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
Rams, and more Rams.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
I'm not kidding.
Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year,
and easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
And during Owner Appreciation Month, it's your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
$12,990 is a 2015 Jeep Patriot. Zero down to unqualified client.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram. Hello.
Zero down from $12,990.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's, Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your favorite sporting events, including the big game. Harrah's, Philadelphia. Bet, party, win, repeat. HarrahsPhilly.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Some stores
are just stores.
Are you almost done, Mom?
And then there's our store. Guess where we're going, everyone?
Yay!
Come and experience the newly upgraded Berlin Farmers Market. With over 75 indoor stores and over 500 outside vendors on the weekends, there is something for the whole family. Open Thursday through Sunday on Clementon Road in Berlin. Online at berlinfarmersmarket.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the brand's pros trust to get the job done. Come in today during our Pro Stock Up and Save event to get 15% off all Bosch tools and accessories. Then save on your next paint job with 15% off select paint like Valspar Pro and painting supplies like brushes, caulk, and tape. But hurry, these deals are for one day only. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers end 1/16 while supplies last, U.S. only.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I like Kansas City and New Orleans this weekend. Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Jason and just download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Jason and make your first bet, and if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start winning today. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
New Year's resolutions are hard, but the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV Internet and Voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. DVR service free for a year, and ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra, and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership needed to view on X1. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
97.5 The Fanatics, Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Each cornhole winner will receive a Honda Grom motorcycle, courtesy of our great friends at DHY Motorsports. Check them out now at DHY.com, and brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. 97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5
The Fanatic. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. The Ron Jaworski Show. Oh, we are rocking. Thanks to my buddy Sal Palantonio for the first segment. Lane Johnson eating the wings right now, so we'll give him a little bit of a break. Baldy's going to help my, you know, them offensive linemen, they all stick together and they share their food and their Miller Lite, which is always good. Hey, me and my family, we've been driving vehicles from Burns for years. Our friends Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia are great folks to have in your corner when you're looking for a new car or truck, or a pre-owned vehicle for that matter. And with the Burns Honda Original Program, you can buy a pre-owned Honda with the confidence of knowing it has been sold and serviced at the Burns dealership. They know everything you need to know about that vehicle. Year-end savings start now at Burns Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. You can save on their entire lineup with great deals, like a lease on a 2019 Honda Pilot for only $349 a month, or a 2018 Accord for only $180 a month. Get great financing offers on their entire lineup. Looking for a used vehicle? Be sure to ask them about certified vehicles that come with a real 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty that starts the date of your purchase. Check out all their offers online at burnshonda.com, or visit them in person on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. And tell them Jaws sent you, or Lane Johnson sent you, Or Brian Baldinger saying it.
Yeah.
They love all the guys. And hey, tell them Baldy said get the big discount, right? Mm-hmm. Big discount, the Baldy discount.
You know, it should be a part of every single purchase. Yeah, you know, the good guy discount.
The good guy discount. Yeah. I had Carmichael on the show about a month ago. And I said, hey, they gave me a big discount. I bought a car there. I said, hey, Harold, I didn't even prompt that. Good job, man. They'll keep me around as a spokesperson for another.
Well, Harold Silver, Eagles all-time leading receiver. He should get some kind of discount.
He should get a big discount. Yeah. He's a big guy. Big discount. All right.
Even though he finished his career as a Cowboy.
He hates to hear that. You see Carmichael go, oh, Harold, you were the starter. No, not anyway.
I was there when Harold showed up.
Were you there with Harold?
Yeah.
Was that 84?
84, yeah.
84, that's right.
Yeah, I remember.
I was mad at him for about a week.
You got a check in Dallas.
Yeah, you got a check. That's right. At the end of the day, you know, when you're on the twilight of your career, you take a check. At the end of my career, I ended up in Miami and Kansas City. So, hey, they were willing to pay me. I was going to take the check, right?
You just had to what? Just get Dan Marino ready? Let's just warm him up on the sideline?
You know, that backup role really isn't that bad.
It's not bad, Josh.
It's really not bad.
It's good gig if you can get it.
Hey, no one's booing you, yelling at you. You know, you can actually go to the mall in a restaurant.
You know? Sling beers.
It's all good when you're the backup. You're always the most popular guy in town when you're the backup quarterback.
Yeah, Marino stinks. Put your arms in.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I actually, Dan did get booed one time. So
you heard that?
I felt bad for him. You know?
Once in his life.
One time. I think it was during the player strike in 1987 or something. Yeah. One of those bad days that he was having. But even Dolphin fans, like, you know, hey, all fans, if you're not playing well, they let you know it. Of course, we have a reputation here in Philly. All right. Hey, let's look ahead a little bit, Lane. You had a chance to play against the Saints, obviously. You played against the Rams. How do you look at this game?
I think it's going to be which defense plays a little bit better than the other one. I think it's going to be hard containing Aaron Donald. And I think it's going to be hard containing Cam Jordan. So it'll be a defensive battle.
Oh, wait a minute. Everyone's talking about the quarterbacks, Drew Brees. Jared
Well, yeah, that's a sexy position. I remember when I used to play it. Hey, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, you're the golden child.
Now you're talking about Aaron Donald and Cameron Jordan. Man, Dominican Sue.
It's going to be tough for both parties.
How about the noise in that dome? You know, we had Sal talking about it. Obviously, you guys were down there. I'm watching it on TV, and you never get the true feeling of what the noise is like. But I mean, that place, even though there are a lot of Eagle fans there, it just seemed like that Saints crowd was amped up. And how much did that affect you as far as your communication up front?
I mean, you couldn't really hear anything in the huddle. It's like being at a Nirvana concert. They're inside your eardrums just banging away. That's what I mean. You really can't hear nothing. People's mouths are moving. You can't really see what's going on. So that's what it was like.
Hey, we should have a TV show here so you could have seen your mouth moving and no words coming out of your mouth. So you said in the huddle you couldn't even hear Nick calling the plays.
Yeah, it was tough.
What about your communication at the line of scrimmage? Could you hear Nick and his hut and, you know, and none of that?
Not really.
So your ball key?
Yeah, it was really off of Kelsey's head. So far as the silent cadence, but
you got to stretch those eyeballs, man. That left eye's got to see Kelsey.
Yeah, you got to get those right eyes, those eyes moving. Got to have chameleon eyes. So it's, you know, it's tough. And a lot of times, if you don't get the play, I try to get it from Brandon. If he don't get it, he tries to get it from Nick. So you'll see us sometimes during the game, you know, going back to Nick trying to hear what the play was or what cadence it was on.
Yeah. Baldy, how do you see the game playing out? I mean, it's really. If you're looking at two, you know, potentially potent offenses, yeah. I mean, I thought, like I said earlier, I thought the Saints' offense and Breeze wasn't one of their best games. They got it going a little bit late, long drive, but I didn't think they were razor sharp in that game.
Well, they scored 20 points, Joss. I mean, 20 points usually doesn't win playoff games. So, you know, I mean, the Eagles played zone, and you know, I think it frustrated Drew, and then they kind of figured out that we better just take what they're giving us. And at the end of the day, they had 20 points, so it wasn't a great offensive performance. You know, they missed a field goal. They had a chance for a few more points. But, you know, by and large, the Eagles gave them, you know, some 20-yard throws, but they didn't give up the big plays. Nothing over their head. And so that's what all these teams want to do. They want the big play. And if they don't get it, they all get a little bit frustrated. There we go.
Yeah.
That's real food.
Sorry, we're getting in the way of Lane's dinner here. You know,
I didn't ask for that. It just came. So, hey, y'all enjoy.
Hey, we got a lot of food here. Don't worry about it. And they'll replenish that beer as well. Baldy's already looking for service.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, this is a rematch. You know, they played each other. It was a 45-35 game. I don't think it's going to score like that. But I think, you know, it was interesting. Lane talked about Aaron Donald. The Saints did a great job in that game, in that first game. I mean, he didn't have a sack. He didn't get a quarterback hit. They had two on him every play. And a lot of that is the quarterback just making sure they're in the right formation and, you know, playing away from them and all that kind of. So there was a real chess match going on. But, you know, if you let Aaron Donald get a one-on-one, he's going to ruin the play and maybe, you know, and make a play.
Yeah, as I look at the game, and I'm a big believer in this. I can almost say this about every game. I think balance is absolutely critical. Because if you're running the ball with some effectiveness, you're making the defense play run and pass. And if you have balance, you're controlling time possession. And we can say all we want about the Eagles' game on Sunday against the Saints. They had the ball 23 minutes in the second half. The Eagles had the ball 7 minutes.
Well, they had an 11.5-minute drive.
Yeah, that's one drive. But you know, but the Eagles didn't get the running game going. And Drew Brees, until later, didn't get the running game going either. They hit a couple gashers late. But Brees, the same kind of guy. If you get the play-action game working off the running game, that's when they get their explosive plays.
That's what they're looking for.
And you know, with a Todd Gurley, with a Kamara, when those guys get it going, that's when those quarterbacks are at their best. So I actually think, as I look at this game, we're going to talk about the quarterbacks' explosive plays and Aaron Donald, Cameron Jordan, and Ndamukong Suh. But I think it's going to be a running backs game. The team that gets the running game going advances to the
Super Bowl. Well, you're talking Lane's language right now.
Yeah.
I mean, every offense lineman wants to. Let me ask you this, Lane. When you start running the ball with unbelievable effectiveness, you can just see the defense breaking down. You can hear them bitching. They're pointing fingers. Somebody's not in the right. I saw it with the Cowboys the other night when the Rams were running the ball down their throats. I mean, nothing destroys the defense more than that.
Yeah, and you just kind of like chopping down a tree. You just keep swinging, and you see guys get frustrated, and you see, and it's just the confidence grows with the O-line, and usually stopping the run and running the ball in this league usually gets the job done. And, you know, that's something I think we could have done a lot better this year running the ball.
You know, one of the things I think was missing most of the season, obviously because of injury, you know, Darren Sproles' impact on the offense. I mean, he's out 10 weeks. And you can see when he came back in the lineup, you know, the screen game become a bigger part of the offense. You get him in space. He's that satellite kind of guy that made people miss. And, you know, we talked about, you know, Jason Peters and Jason Kelsey and Brandon Brooks and guys that injured and up in age that are coming back. What do you think is going to happen with Darren Sproles?
No, I'm not sure. And kind of like what I said with Kelsey, I think as, you know, right now, I think he's going to take some time off away from football. And then, you know, once August rolls around, I think, you know, that's when the, you know, crunch time comes.
Back.
Yeah.
Doug,
so
I know Doug wants him back. Let me ask you, Jay, one guy I think there's one guy that you missed more than any. I mean, I know you can't keep everybody, all that stuff, Lane. But I thought LeGarrette Blount. There's something about having 250-pound contact backs that just break down defenses. And nothing against anybody that ran the ball this year. But you didn't have a LeGarrette Blount this year.
Yeah, I got his hat on right now.
Do you?
No,
That's LB. There we go. I mean, do you subscribe to that? Like, you need that type of force.
No question. I mean, you see linebackers, you know, taking a beating when they had to tackle this guy. And you do that over and over. And like I said, you just break the defense's will.
Yeah,
and
you do.
And when you see guys run the ball like that, it just creates confidence. It creates energy. He created a lot of energy for this football team.
I know.
And, you know, that's very big. Kind of what, you know,
even when he wasn't playing.
Even when he wasn't playing. It's kind of like Timmy Jernigan. What he does, you see a guy who just stays totally in the moment, doesn't really care about what other people think, and stays in his own lane. And you need more guys like that around.
All right, folks, don't touch that dial if you're listening to the show, because we got one more segment coming your way here on the Ron Jaworski Show with Brian Baldinger and the great all-pro right tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, Lane Johnson. We'll be right back.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty.
move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Well, with the cold weather outside, it may have you thinking it's time to replace those old drafty windows and doors. So, start off the new year right. Make your home more energy efficient while you take advantage of Gaida's big winter sales event. Now, due to popular demand, my good friends at Gaida Door and Window have decided to extend their biggest discounts of last year through the month of January, and they're going to offer you 40% off every window and door you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed, energy efficient replacement window. That includes the free high-performance low-E glass. And if you're in need of a new door, you'll receive 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can also take advantage of Gaida's interest-free financing or low monthly payment plans. This offer expires at the end of this month, so act quickly. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Gaida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number 1-877-GO-GAIDA, online gogaida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
This is Brian Westbrook, and it's game day, and that means two things: football and betting on football. And the place to handle all your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now they're taking bets in New Jersey. William Hill is the app I use for all my sports betting needs. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 or over, must be physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is welcoming 2019 with incredible deals on Ram Crew trucks. Visit Vidian in Newtown Square and drive away in a beautiful new Ram Crew cab for only $299 a month. The Start Something New sales event has come to Vidian in Delaware County. Check out Vidian.com for details. Born of steel, sold on Westchester Pike and available 24-7 at Vidian.com. 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,499 down, plus tax, tags, license, and acquisition fees for well-qualified and returning lessees. Offer expires 1/31/2019.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978, more than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better market on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh,
Welcome back, and we are coming to you live from the 7 Tap Tavern at the Ramblin' Country Club in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And I am very comfortable tonight because I got a couple of my big hosses right next to me. These offensive linemen, Brian Ballinger, Lane Johnson. Hey, when you're an old NFL quarterback, you always feel good around the old linemen. So, Brian, thanks for coming on, man.
Always
Lane,
a pleasure, John. Always
Lane,
a pleasure.
Great to have you, man. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has.
Lane, let me get back to you because, hey, you know, week 11, tough loss down in the Warrens. You guys are sitting at 4-6. Proud bunch, defending Super Bowl champions, and you're pretty much written off for dead. You're done. Eagles are done. What a rally. What in your mind really motivated the team to get it going?
Well, it comes to the point where you say enough. You know, you get tired of hearing all this and all that, and, you know, everybody has their answers for you, and you know, comes a time where, yeah, you're going to put your foot down, and we're tired of this, and that's kind of what we did. And, you know, early on, you know, we have a lot of our secondaries out. A lot of people were injured. A lot of young players who are just now getting experience for the first time. And I think as the season progressed and as they gained experience, they became better. And I think our confidence started improving whenever, you know, we started winning some games towards the end of the year. And I think we just rallied on kind of the underdog theme. And really, I think that's what propelled us into the playoffs.
You guys love that underdog theme, don't you? I mean, that was obviously the motivating factor a year ago. But once you guys got down, that was kind of your rallying cry once again, wasn't it?
Yes, that and just disrespect, too. I mean, even with the Super Bowl, we weren't supposed to do this, weren't supposed to do that. It's not meant to be. You just, you know, says who. Yeah. Everybody has an answer. I mean, says who. Yeah. So that's you know, as far as internally for a team, that's kind of where we got our energy from.
You know, you mentioned that revolving door approach that was going on as guys were dropping like flies, it seemed, particularly in that secondary. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the final number was, but I know at one point there were 13 different starters in the defensive secondary. You know, if you're in a locker room, you've got to be every day going, who is that guy?
Exactly.
Who is that guy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys on the couch played Madden 19, and next week they're out there, you know, guarding Odell Beckham. So it's hard.
If you think about it, there's 8 division winners, right? So down that stretch, you beat the Rams, who won the NFC West. You beat Houston, which won the AFC South. You beat the Chicago Bears, which won the NFC North. And you had the NFC South champion, New Orleans Saints, on the ropes. I mean, you finished, regardless of whatever happened last week, you finished as a very good football team. You know, it's always how you finish more than what you start.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, I think we took a lot of pride in that. I mean, we knew we weren't the team that we wanted to be early on, and we had a chance to change that and control our own destiny and had a good run. And, you know, obviously wish we were still playing, but at the same time that we can look back and, you know, with all that we overcame, and I still feel, you know, pretty proud of what we accomplished.
Yeah, how difficult is it in that locker room? Because, you know, we all know there's going to be 15, 16 new faces opening day next year. You know, those guys you went to battle with every single day. You started in, you know, late July in training camp, and all of a sudden it abruptly ends. What was the mood of the locker room?
I just kind of, you know, it's an empty feeling. You know, you spend all this time from, you know, March and OTAs, and then you go through all the year to January, February, and then, you know, once the season ends, you have your exit meetings, and then, hey, it's all over. And you have that empty feeling like, you know, there's so much you want to say, and you don't really get a chance to, you know, to say everything you want to all these people, and everybody just disappears. And, you know, but that's the life we live. That's the way it is in the NFL, and we know that. And at the same time, it's, you know, everybody may part their different ways, but, hey, they're not dead. You know, we can still text them, still get a phone call in, and at the end of the day, we all realize that.
Now, you mentioned that exit meeting. Does Doug meet with every player?
Yeah.
You met every player. So good. Mm-hmm. Is he accepting of everyone's opinion? Do you get the feeling he wants to know the truth? You know, some guys are afraid. The coach says, hey, we got an exit. You know, we're going to talk about the challenges, the issues, the good, the bad, the ugly. Are most of the players willing to be honest with the coach?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of give and take when you get in there. I mean, they address, you know, how you played and how the season went, things you could have done better. And they just kind of, it's analysis of everything. You know, everything is seen and heard and in that building, and how you handle yourself. And at the same time, you know, you can have your input and just have a, you know, casual conversation with him and keep it real. And that's the best thing about having him as the head coach.
You know, for the next few months, Baldy and I will be talking about all these young players, these collegiate guys, and Baldy will be back there in his cubicle and then Phil Phil. Talking about the most.
That's what I want to do when I get down. I love all that.
We got room.
So, Lane, you're welcome to come over anytime, Lane, yeah. And take a look at these guys. I'd love to hear your input if you have time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're a veteran sitting in there, right? I mean, you're not in that position. Nobody's challenging you. I mean, you challenge yourself every day. But, you know, I feel sometimes like we do a disservice about building these guys up to being something that they haven't done anything yet, but we're building them up. And, like, you came out and you were the fourth pick in the draft, Lane, and Eric Fisher and Luke Jogle, you were better than them day one. But they got taken in front of you. There's guys that said, oh, that's a bad pick. That's a reach pick. They said all those things. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, oh, he's an athlete, but he has only played 2 years at offense. So we're going to do this exercise of looking at all these guys and all these defensive linemen. We're going to put them in the Hall of Fame before they ever play it down. I feel sometimes we do a disservice by giving them this much attention.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, these guys put a lot of hard work in college, and it's a dream come true going to the NFL. And you know, at the same time, hey, everything will be written at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to you know, handle yourself and create your own story. And that's the whole beauty of it. I think, you know, when I look at some people, I want to see how they handle adversity, because that's the biggest thing in the NFL. You know, a lot of times you're on a good team in college. Everything's going well for you. You're not really challenged. So I want to see how people handle themselves when they're challenged, putting in places, you know, between a rock and a hard place, and see what they do. And I think that's how you can judge a man.
You know, Lane, Baldy and I both maintain an office over at NFL Films, and for years we worked for the great Steve Sable. And Steve Sable always would kind of coach us and, you know, always tell a story, have a story, you know, because people like storytellers. That's what Steve was. And we're talking about the draft, and the first year Bill Polian came to ESPN, and Bill is one of the most brilliant people, football-wise, I've ever been around. He gets every detail.
With a bad temper.
With a wild man temper. And I'll get to that. So so we're doing day one of the draft. And before we go down day two, down there, I think at that time it was at Madison Square or Radio City Music Hall. And we're on the set, Bill and I. And, you know, this is football. You know, I'm an old football guy. Bill's an old football guy. And they show these guys in their hotel room, and they got the clothes laid out on the bed, and they got the $2,000 suit and the $12,000 Rolex watch, and they're walking into, you know, into the arena, and it's Radio City Music Hall, and it's like, and Bill is like throwing stuff on the desk. I mean, he's like, what the hell are they doing? Wait till that guy comes to my office in 3 days. He's going to know he is the last man on the roster. That's not real. That's not the real world. All that stuff around the draft where we're catering to these guys. And Bill was exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, these guys come in, they wine them, they dine them, they make them think they
already made it,
you know. And all of a sudden Bill says, I got to bring him into my office in 3 days and say, hey, welcome to the real world. You're the last man in the totem pole. You got to earn your stripes.
Just showing them a degree of humility and staying humble.
Oh.
And that's, you know, this league, I don't care who you are, Hall of Famers get humbled every day out there on the field. And I have a good saying about as far as dressing. You know, I've seen guys wear $1,000 suits, take $1 million ass whoopings on the field. So I walk around like I'm a scout. I got my Eagles polo. I dress like Forrest Gump, and that's kind of my style.
Baldy, we may use that line in a couple of our shows next week.
It might come out of my mouth on Tuesday, John.
Plagiarism's all right sometimes, man. Take all those good comments. So the draft, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about now. You know, an NFC, AFC championship game, the Super Bowl after that, we start talking about these college kids. And they haven't done a thing yet, but we're gonna push them up, and we're gonna make them.
We're gonna try to find who's the next Lane Johnson.
Exactly.
Who's that athlete that
he's
got that, you know, he's great on his feet, but he's got a demeanor, he's got long arms. I mean, we're gonna try to find the comp for all these guys.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, hey, if you're right, you're right. I mean, you put so much money and so much time into these players, it's almost like an FBI, you know, investigation as far as these players. And when you go in these meeting rooms, you know, the coaches already know the answers to the question that they're asking you. And so they know if you're BSing you. It's a long process.
Well, Lane, you know, your buddy next to you, you know, Brandon Brooks, he wasn't even invited to the combine.
Yeah.
He's a non-combine invite. Now, he got drafted, but he wasn't even invited. And I think sometimes when players feel that way, Jaws. I mean, I was a free agent. I wasn't drafted, but you kind of use that as motivation every step of the way.
Yeah. I remember Lane when he came out and he's at the Senior Bowl. And, you know, we get all this, you know, there's 1,000 guys with their draft picks and mock drafts and all that. And evaluated guys. And I mean, it's crazy. It's so much right now. But I can still remember your Senior Bowl week. Your stock just went through the roof. You were kind of down there as a kind of maybe a second round guy before you left the Senior Bowl and did some pro days. I mean, you were a top five pick. And how important was the Senior Bowl in proving to the scouts out there that you could play?
Yeah, well, there's just a lot of unanswered questions, you know, when you watch the college film and they want to see how you compare to, you know, this guy from the SEC, from all these different conferences and put you, you know, in a high-pressure situation, see how you handle yourself. Like for me, the concept was, can he anchor? Does he have the lower body strength? Does he, you know, how's he going to handle himself? So it gives everybody the opportunity to answer those questions, good or bad, and really just, you know, it was a fun week for me. Stressful, but it was fun. And, you know, I think it was definitely one of the best decisions that I made.
Yeah, it's great that all those buzzwords that we use, you know, and Baldy and I had Joe Thomas in our film session last year, and Baldy did the work, and it was one of the best pieces you would want to find.
Yeah, people don't realize how much they watch that Joe Thomas clip, you know.
Oh,
you know,
phenomenal.
How when people would try the long arm, how he would hit the hand and just detail the game and stuff that goes, you know, unsaid and unnoticed, that, you know, how much work and time these guys put into the game of football. It's amazing.
Yeah, the attention to detail that he showed in that segment, on our show, it was like, wow, it was clinical. Anyone that wants to play offensive line should watch that Joe Thomas piece that Baldy did. It was remarkable.
The most amazing thing about Joe Thomas, Lane, is he played over 10,000 consecutive snaps without missing a snap. I mean, and so...
Say that again, Baldy, because that's remarkable.
I mean, it was like 10,700 consecutive snaps over 11 years. Like, he didn't miss one snap. Not on an extra point, not when they were up 40 to nothing or down 40. He played every... And it was so important to him to line up every single... Because it was the whole camaraderie, and he was the leader of the whole offensive line fraternity, and the brotherhood, and like, that's what he preached. So he thought he had to walk that walk. And so there's nothing that would get him out of the game. And there was, you see him at the end of his career, like, he had the rubber sleeves, he had the braces. Yep, yep. I mean, he was being held together by rubber, but he wasn't coming out of the games.
Well, Baldy and Lane, unfortunately, we have run out of time. But Lane Johnson, Brian Baldinger, thank you so much for enlightening me and our audience and the great crowd here at Seven Tap Tavern at the Ramblewood Country Club. And, you know, this is our last show for this year. We'll probably do some draft work, Baldy, have a little fun. But I really want to thank all our sponsors who made this show possible. Burns Honda, Xfinity, Harrah's, Bradford White Water Heaters, and the fine folks at Miller Lite. Without them, this show would not be possible. Thanks to all my friends at the Fanatic. They do a phenomenal job, and the great support they give us and the opportunity to do this show and become a part of the fabric of your listening to Eagles football and NFL football throughout the season. So it has been my honor, my pleasure to be a part of it, and I couldn't do it without great guests like Lane Johnson and Brian Baldinger. Thank you guys very much. That'll do it, folks. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.